You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, Boomer, by the way, Steve from Madison just texted in and says, you need Right Side Radio challenge coins.
Oh,
I think there's something afoot on that.
Oh, there is.
just so you know, the coins have already, the idea's getting out there, man.
Yeah, I like it.
I like it too.
Okay, so some of the listeners were texting in about your awesome, you know, collection cards. So we got Rita from Scottsboro. Yeah, she said, I love you, Phil, but the shiny suit on a playing card is going to make you look like a snowflake. Oh, just saying.
You forced me into describing this. I didn't.
You didn't have time to think it.
Yeah, go on.
But then Paul from Huntsville, he goes, Captain Ruffian with a big old R on the shield.
See, now I'm digging it now.
Yeah, let's see. Right inside the star. Yeah.
Oh, there's my more. Gosh. Who else texted in anything about the anything else about that? I got. Oh my gosh. So John from Brownsburg has texted in and says, "Well, what do you say here? As much as the Wokies try to save all the animals, are they willing to commit genocide of the cows? Are they let them go with a population explosion? We're going to be he's talking about the meat thing that I'm about to do. Yeah. Leanne from Huntsville. Girl, I cannot tell what you're trying to tell me. So, so Leanne from Huntsville, I love you. You're texting all the time, but I can't decipher you on this one. So, if you want to send back another text, I might be able to read it out. What do we got here? Bryant from Huntsville.
This was good.
Bryant?
Yes.
Yeah, Bryant from Huntsville just said, he was talking about the thing we just did a minute ago on Boomer McQueen, where I asked him, like, what are the positives about today's U.S.? What are the negatives about today's U.S.? How do we fix the negatives and preserve the positives? He says, Bryant from Huntsville says, one positive of today's America, there's still more of us than there are of them. And we just have to keep proving it by voting and speaking out. That fires me up.
I love it.
That fires me up right there. That's good stuff, man. Brett from Muscle Shoals. He says, Rush Limbaugh. He said, Rush said it best years ago. If you are under 30 and not a liberal, you're not using your heart. But if you're over 30 and still a liberal, you aren't using your head. God bless Rush Limbaugh. He paved the way. By the way, the fact that Rush Limbaugh passed away is exactly what is the reason why Right Side Radio was able to start. Not that I'm saying I wanted him to pass away, because I grew up listening to his show, so to speak. I say grew up. That's the very first one who ever gave me the ability to sort of grab hold of how I thought and felt about things and put words to it. But the way this all started for me, Right Side Radio, was Dale Jackson called me one day and he goes, hey, man, he says, Rush Limbaugh passed away. And I went, yeah, you all right? He goes, yeah, but I got to fill 3 hours here at WVNN. And I was like, okay. And he goes, we want you to do a radio show. And I was like, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And now here we are, pushing 2 years on the air, number one afternoon talk show in North Alabama, and just loving this. So very cool. Jeff from Indiana is texting and says, you need some Right Side trading cards like Trump has. That's what Boomer was asking me, Jeff. He was literally asking me, if you did your own card, what would be on it? And we were spoofing that idea. I just don't think I could do that, Jeff. Unless it's going to make $4.6 million, in which case, get me some of that AI and generate me a card.
We'll generate a few cards with that AI for you if we're going to get 4.6.
JT from Lacey Springs says, my cape would have to have the image of Thunderfoot on it. Ooh. Yes, my 68 Mustang named Thunderfoot that I still miss to this day. All right, we're going to get into number two of the Triple Dipper. Did I have a caller? Is there a caller? No? Okay. It's funny how some people just call in. They just talk to you for a minute and just, you know, go on again. But all right, number two, Triple Dipper. Carnivores rule. So I had, when I worked at the Pentagon, we had an office, and it was broken down into sections, and there were signs on the wall. One of the signs said herbivores. one side said omnivores and the other said carnivores. And so, you know, the guys who sat back in the carnivore section thought they were all that. Here's the deal. Number two of the Triple Dipper, I'm calling it Carnivores Rule. First of all, I like to eat meat. Just saying. I like some bacon. The other night I had some grilled mesquite pork chops. Yeah. I love me a steak. Come on now. Fix you a big old, you know, hand-slapped patty of a big old thick hamburger on a big old bun. I'm just saying. I'm a carnivore. Well, so starting off, I will tell you this. There is a push right now to try and get us away from meat. Why? Why would that be? Where do they think that, you know, natural things like protein and iron all come from? Red meat, thank you very much. McDonald's. Fox Business has a story that came out yesterday. McDonald's fries have a secret flavor, and it was shared on TikTok, and it shocks the customers. Boomer, can you imagine? What, pray tell, would you think would be the secret flavoring that makes McDonald's fries so good for so many years?
The secret flavoring?
Yes. They have a secret flavor.
I'm going to go bison something.
that's a little more specific than I was thinking. But no, beef. They add beef flavoring to their vegetable oil that they fry them in.
Really?
They do. And so this guy on TikTok has a thing where he gets the world's, you know, like American restaurants secrets and discloses them on TikTok. It's his big thing. People go to his website to find out secrets about food. And one of his secrets was, he says, I know why McDonald's fries taste different than anybody else's, and I'm going to tell you guys today. Uploaded, millions of his followers found out that beef flavoring is in McDonald's fries.
Ooh.
And vegetarians are having a complete meltdown right now.
Oh, I'm sure they
Because
are.
They thought they were eating a vegetable, a fried potato, and it had beef flavoring in it.
Dun, dun, dun.
You know why? Because it's good.
Exactly.
And I guarantee you all those vegetarian leftist wacko just ate their French fries feeling so good about themselves and thinking, these are the best French fries I've ever had. Don't you think so? Yes, I do. These are wonderful. Wait, what's in them? Beef flavoring. All right. So around the world right now, we are seeing this weird new dynamic trying to push back on the idea of eating meat. It's everything from cows and pigs flatulating make too much methane, and so it's hurting the ozone layer and causing climate change. Whatever. It's every day it's a new conspiracy theory about why meat is bad for us. Well, how about this? In New York City, have you heard this? In New York City, the mayor of New York City, Mayor Adams, he's apparently a somewhat consistent vegetarian. He is of the belief that more people, I don't know how he has sway over what kids have for lunch, but the mayor is facing some big issues up yonder in the Big Apple. Things like crime and poverty and homelessness. Tourism is taking a hit. But his concern right now is whether or not we're going to start having vegan lunches in the public schools, and the students are not happy. They're just not. So, Boomer, when you were in high school, you ate in the cafeteria.
Oh, yeah.
I know you did because I know what cafeteria it was. you were, by the way, part of the group that helped save the Crispito, weren't you?
Yes. It was awesome.
A student movement to save the Crispito. Movement. Is there meat in a Crispito?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. You basically saved the meat lunch. All right. So one student says she totally disagrees with the new vegan Friday lunch policy in place for the rest of the school year. She goes, this is not a priority. This is the student saying this after looking at the vegan lunch offering that she was being given. I mean, like when you give kids a platter that has an apple and some Brussels sprouts and, you know, a little limp salad on there. I mean, how satisfying.
It's going in that little green can right outside the door right when you walk out. Bloop, bloop.
Yeah, exactly. One student reported that many of them won't even eat those lunches. Instead, they'll just wait until they're out of school for their day and eat.
Yep.
Yeah. The vegan meals don't make them feel satisfied, they said. Yeah. Eating meat is not a bad thing, one student said. You need protein. Well, Mayor Adams is pleading. Please don't force. They're pleading with Mayor Adams. I'm sorry. Please don't force me to eat this. Invest more money in the schools. So there's that. You got to get official. You got official things happening to try and drive us away from meat. But when we get back, I'm going to touch base on this new trend. And by the way, NPR wants to call it a conspiracy theory about whether or not this is really happening. Oh, it's happening. It's happening. It's happening right now. I got a story here that talks about the fact that 58% of world leaders believe that they can see a future where we eat bugs and not beef. I'm sorry. I am not happy with that prognostication. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, where carnivores rule. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. Hey, I got to tell you guys, so if you have not already heard me say it many, many, many times, because they've been with us for a long, long time, ZLA Solutions. ZLA, so if you're looking for a job right now, y'all, I'm just telling you, go to their website, check it out, ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. Check it out. They've got jobs posted everywhere. Good jobs. They're great at putting people and jobs together. But here's the other piece of this. If you are an employer and you need people, you need to fill out the ranks of your workforce. You need the right ones with the right skills. It can be onesies and twosies, or it can be a whole shift of people. Well, ZLA Solutions can help you. They can do the recruiting, the drug testing, the background checks, all of it if necessary. They can get them. I like to always say blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. That's ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. And do me a favor, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would really appreciate that. All right, I got a caller who hung on during the break, and I want to honor that. Lee from Huntsville. Hey, Lee, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good. What's on your mind?
Well, we're talking about the beef, and especially, or you know, probably all animal products eventually in school lunches, and in just how they're trying to guide us away from eating meat and more towards the plant sources. Well, number one, it's cost. Always cost.
Oh yeah,
it's money. It's cheaper, way cheaper, but nutritionally much less. But it's just nutritionally deficient if you don't have any type of meat sources in meal, in my opinion. And if they get these meat substitutes that they like to add in, those are just as processed as like real processed food. They are not good for you. People eating these plant-based burgers and think they're being healthy. You're not. You're not being healthy.
Now, I tried one of those one time just to say that I did. I was not impressed. And I, like I said, I tried it one time. So.
Yeah, they're just okay. They're just really okay, but they're not. I mean, and some of them are bad. But the thinking is that you're doing something good. You're not, because it takes energy and it's very highly processed. It's like eating chips. It's not good for you. In you know, plus a lot of them have soy, which you know will shrink a man's bits, and you don't want that. You know, eat too much of it.
What did she just say to
me? I
didn't
say no. I did. It's the truth.
Okay.
We don't need any more soy boys, you know, in the world. We have plenty.
Well, you are correct, my friend, and I'm a firm believer that carnivores probably ruled the earth since the time that God put this earth in in rotation around the sun, this is a misguided effort, but right now they can't resist. They tamper with things, and then they use it for policymaking. You've seen that. Like, hey, if you don't implement the transgender agenda, we're going to stop sending you money to buy free and reduced lunches for kids.
Exactly. They want to hold a lot of that money hostage from us. But if you want to think about it, if men are out of their order, if they are not acting like men, if they're acting like, you know, if they're, men are trying to act like women and women are acting like watered-down men, it's crazy and confusion. But if men are not in their rightful place and they're eating things that cause a disruption in their system, it just makes it, – it's a disruption for all of us. And I personally think that's the agenda.
Well, all right. There you have it. Lee from Huntsville. Appreciate you as always. Wow. That's so all the more reason to eat meat is what I've just heard. Soy boys. I don't think I ever realized what that really meant. I thought it was like somebody who's like wearing skinny jeans and drinking the soy latte all the time at Starbucks. I didn't know what it was. Okay, now I got a whole new perspective. Thank you, my friend Lee. But you know, so the story right here in Alabama, by the way, they will mess with school lunches. They will. This is a story from WSFA, which is a station down yonder in the Montgomery area. They took this one out of Elmore County. It says the U.S. Department of Agriculture proposed several changes. This story came out last month. Proposed several changes to school nutrition standards. If implemented, it would reduce the amount of sugar and sodium in food and require more foods made of whole grains and the types of milk that are used. It would also require more lean proteins, fruits, and vegetables. It would take away from their ability to provide those kind of things. So all said and done, Elmore County Schools Director of Child Nutrition, she said she's worried about this proposal because here they are forcing us from the national level down how we can feed our kids. And she says if the government implements these new rules, then school meal distributors are going to need to change all the products they offer to schools. And you know what's going to wind up happening? It gets more expensive. And she even said on here, it would get more expensive. It'd be cost prohibitive. Said the Elmore County schools right now can only budget about $4 per student per meal. How much meat do you get to get for $4 per meal? I mean, you're down to having the little piece of cube steak about the size of a quarter. What is cube steak, by the way? That shouldn't even happen. Anyway, but nonetheless, and she points out that every time they make these changes, it creates a complete supply chain disruption. So, yeah, we don't need them forcing. That's right here in Alabama. We don't need them forcing the issue on us about how to feed our kids. But I've got a story here from a website called FastCompany.com. The headline, and by the way, you know what? I got to say, I haven't said it yet today. If you want to see any of these resources, you hear me rattle the paper? Every one of these is now available to you every day. We resource the show pretty intensively. We got all these articles that stack up for each dipper, and they are posted on the website. So you can go to the rightsideradio.org website, go to the live stream page, and right there at the very top, there's a button that says resources. You click on that bad boy, and if I'm in triple dipper number two and you hear me rattle the pages, there's a link to that article. You can go get it if you want it and sort of check up on what I've been reading or send it to a friend or whatever you want to do. FastCompany.com has a story that came out about 60 days ago. It says, when New York City public schools stopped serving meat on Mondays and Fridays, 2 days a week. It's not vegan Fridays. It's vegan Mondays and Fridays.
Come on.
I just, for the love.
Fridays used to be like pizza day.
Yeah. Yeah. It was square pizza.
Yeah. The square pizza. The square bring pizza. It back.
Big sloppy square pizza.
Oh, yes.
And then if you were lucky, you could get some ranch dip to go with it, too. Yeah, baby. I loved.
That square pizza was the best.
So when I was a kid, the two meals that I loved the most were the day you had square pizza with tater tots or you had hamburger with tater tots. Both of which involve meat. And now we got a break.
Now we got a break. Talking about pizza.
I'll come right back with this. Why some public schools are introducing vegan meals on the sly is the headline. You guys stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain Right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state. I said the most, Belvedere, I say the most beautiful state in the world, boy. And that's, yeah, that's the state of Alabama. And this show broadcasts itself way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi. Thrown in just for good measure. All right. Moving along here. I got to tell you before I go any further, though. The Elm Foundation. So one of our new advertising sponsors is the Elm Foundation, ELM. It stands for Expect Little Miracles. You got to check them out, y'all. Go to their website, take a look, elmhsv.org, because it's like Elm Huntsville, elmhsv.org. They are literally a 501c3 out there in the trenches making people's lives better. Their goal is to help folks become far more productive and to get off the streets, if you will, and to find a way to, you know, develop job skills and the ability to plug into society again and become productive. And they do it not just by throwing money at it like the government does. They actually walk people through the program. I mean, they'll be right there beside them, giving them accountability, checking in on them, making sure they're hitting their milestones. And so I just want to encourage you, check them out. Elm Foundation, ELMHSV, as in Elm Huntsville, elmhsv.org. And by the way, they are a 501c3. If you were ever to donate to them, every dollar you give goes to the programs because they already have one benefactor who has made sure that they have no administrative costs. All that's covered already. So any dollar that's given to them as a charitable organization goes straight to what they do. And this is very cool. All right, folks, check them out, Elm Foundation at elmhsv.org. And if you talk to them, tell them you did hear about this on Right Side Radio, which I got to say, before I jump back into my topic, because I got a fun one here, like when I'm telling you about our advertisers, if you want to advertise your business, and we've had quite a few inquiries lately, but if you want to advertise your business on Right Side Radio, if you believe that we are hitting the mark and that we stand for the same things you stand for, please understand we are a separate standalone business, all right? We're a 501c3 ourselves, and we raise money based on things like ad sales. So, yeah, we would love to talk to you, and the very simple way for you to handle getting your advertising on Right Side Radio is go to our website, rightsideradio.org, and click on the place where it says advertising and contact, send us a message, and we will jump right on it. That's happened at least 4 times in the last few days, Boom, wouldn't you say? I mean, just, yeah, easily.
Oh, yeah, easy.
Yeah. And we can make it happen. So you just let us know. We're broadcasting over half the state. Why not? I'm in this number 2 of the Triple Dipper, Carnivores Rule. I've got this article. It's up on the resources. You can find it. By the way, it looks like it's going to be a Double Dipper day. Just saying. I was pretty proud of yesterday. Got all 3 dippers in, plus guests and the Grand Council and everything. But today's been so good, it's been a Double Dipper day. FastCompany.com, which I've never been to their stuff before, but they've got some pretty good stuff. Here's the headline. Why some public schools are introducing vegan meals on the sly. That got my attention. Where's the meat? Where's the beef? Where's the beef? Well, it says when New York City public schools stopped serving meat on Mondays and Fridays, and New York City public hospitals made vegan meals the default option for patients. The default option? You're trying to get them better and they can't have anything with meat it? All right, anyway. The city touted the health benefits, but programs like these... All right, wait a minute. Let me back up. Boomer, if you had to guess, what is your opinion on what the little sub-reasoning is, the underlying reason for taking meat out of schools and hospitals?
Ooh, the underlying reason?
Yes. What is the secret agenda? What are they trying to accomplish here?
Actually, I had a really good idea earlier, but now that you're putting me on the spot, I forgot what it was. Let's see. The underlying reason. Let's go with... I got nothing. I don't know.
Climate change.
What? Climate? No, seriously? Are they going with climate change?
Climate change is everything, man.
Climate change?
Climate change is all God's children deal with climate change. So we got to take away the pond on your farm. We got to take the hamburger off your children's lunch plate. We got to make sure that you don't have a gas stove. We got to make sure that you can't drive your Ford F-150 anymore. It's climate change, dude.
Oh, I just was going to say maybe they just, you know, someone else wanted to hog all the beef for themselves. I don't know.
Did you say hog and beef in
hog
one?
Hog and beef.
Yeah. So does that mean we can't have turducken anymore for, you ever heard of turducken?
Turducken.
I've never wanted the turducken.
Okay.
But a turducken is apparently, it's when you stuff a turkey with a duck and then stuff the duck with, I believe, bacon and you bake it all together or something like that.
Whoa.
It's a little ridiculous. I'd break out in the meat sweats right there.
But that would be.
I'd be three bites in, breaking out in the meat sweats.
Man.
All right. So anyway, back to my article. Dadgummit. All right. Back to my article. So, yeah, programs like these, like taking the meat out of schools, taking the meat out of hospitals, programs like these, the article says, could also play an important role in fighting climate change, according to a recent report. Yeah. Says a report looked at what it called super leverage points that can trigger large societal change to benefit the climate. So yeah, so when you know what, here's the deal. When you have mass servings of foods, where do you go? Well, restaurants sell their products, so you're not going to get it there. But if you can change the places where people get their food as a part of a service already provided, like in school, like in hospitals, if you can take meat off the plates, you have just triggered what they call a super leverage point, a large potential for societal change because you're affecting a lot of people at one time. You're even potentially, you know, sort of stemming the tide of the supply chain. And it leads to what they call a tipping point in mass adoption. In the UK, it says, the government spends nearly $3 billion on food and a shift in public purchasing could double the market for plant-based proteins. Here's what the activist says. Most people develop an appetite for animal meat when they're young, before kids even understand where meat comes from. So by introducing plant-based options, we begin to shape those eating habits early. That's what they want to do. They want to shape us.
Shape. That's the key.
Because it's climate change.
Oh, boy.
Says the company, this company this activist works for, has designed two custom products for schools, plant-based versions of beef patties and chicken nuggets. First of all, you don't deserve to call them beef patties and chicken nuggets if they have no beef and no chicken. Can I just say truth in advertising? Please. Don't call them that. It says, but climate change, any shift away from meat matters. In the U.S., if everyone just ate 25% less meat, 25% less meat, emissions could be cut by more than 80 million tons a year. And then John Kerry could fly in his jet feeling guilt-free. Just saying. Other studies suggest that to have any chance of meeting our climate goals, I don't have climate goals, by the way.
No, me neither.
Yeah, I'm for bacon.
Definitely.
Any chance to meet our climate goals, the food systems and the diets need to transform. Shifting to clean energy and electric vehicles and other tech is just not enough on its own, the activists say. They need the meat. A bunch of soy boys out there with their bit shrinking. That's what I just learned. If you're a soy boy, your bits are shrinking. Gives a whole new meaning to kibbles and bits right there.
Oh, yes.
Many school districts are adding more plant-based options, it says, though they're taking different approaches. Austin schools, go figure, Austin. Austin schools in Texas don't have fully meatless days, but they do offer a vegetarian option, like bean burritos. You got to know, I'm just going to say right now, the worst thing you could do to a bunch of teenage boys.
Give them bean burritos.
Give them bean burritos and send them back to class.
Man, an indoor, enclosed class. Man, that's just not good.
Yeah. Coming up next, you're going to be taking your math exam. How's that algebra working out for you? I don't know. They serve bean burritos and we couldn't even think in there.
Those test scores would be all over the place.
Oh, I'm crying. Okay. All right. Notably, it says they've avoided products like Impossible Burgers because they contain coconut oil and the district is nut free. Is coconut oil considered a nut? All I know is apparently there are a lot of nuts there. That's all I got to say.
It's a lot.
This is ridiculous. Carnivores rule. I'm a carnivore and proud of it, by the way. That's right. I'm a freaking predator carnivore. Thank you very much. So it moves into the final section that we'll cover as soon as we get back about how the liberals think it's a conspiracy. They're trying, right wing activists even mentioning that the one of them is a white supremacist, are trying to portray that there's some conspiracy out there to make us eat bugs and get away from beef. Well, I got news. It's not a conspiracy theory. They're trying to get us to eat bugs. Carnivores unite. We got to stand up. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Wrapping up dipper number two on the triple dipper, so it's going to be a double dipper day. And that's all right, because double dipper days mean we just had a lot of content in the first two. But nonetheless, I'm in carnivore's rule, number two of the triple dipper. So carnivores do rule, but there's a movement right now, and of course, it's tied to climate change. Course it is. I mean, everything in the world's tied to climate change, right? All God's children got a piece of that climate change. Everybody needs some of that climate change. What you got over there? I don't know. What do you, looks like you got a problem with climate change. So here's the deal. The way they move you off of this is either A, develop fake meat, or they find an alternative. And right now, the big push is for freaking bugs. They want you to eat bugs. Well, now, NPR, take that for what it's worth. Phil, did you go to NPR? I did. NPR has an article that came out just about 2 weeks ago. It says how a conspiracy theory about eating bugs made its way to international politics. So they want to downplay this like it's not really out there, like it's not really a thing. But they start off this, and you imagine the NPR voice, a conspiracy theory that claims governments are trying to enslave people. So anyway, they say, and force them to eat bugs has made the leap from online message boards to national politics. Anyway, it points out that there are like elected officials in the Netherlands and Poland accusing their opponents of plotting to force people to eat insects. And they go on to talk about how Michael Knowles from Daily Wire was saying this is about to happen. And then they talk about how part of this started because somebody on Twitter, who was, by the way, a white nationalist, posted something about eating bugs. Of course, it's got to be white nationalist. But the thing is named after a World Economic Forum initiative, by the way, that was launched in mid-2020. The Great Reset, where they talk about things like this. And I will end with this. God. It's a conspiracy theory, NPR says. And yet, article from studyfinds.org says that while most people would pass on an insect lollipop or cricket chips, there's a new study out that suggests that people are going to start rethinking these options when they consider the number of benefits that insects bring. Because the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations has now called for increased efforts towards destigmatizing insect consumption. No, there's just a conspiracy theory. There's not really any effort being put into getting it. Well, when you got the United Nations, who, by the way, just pretty much said they want to legalize pedophilia the other day, when you got the United Nations out there calling for the destigmatization of insect consumption, sort of tells you something's up. So they did this survey, and they find that 38% say the idea just grosses them out, 15% say it's not a part of their culture they don't intend to start, and 9% said they had concerns about the safety of it. Other people said if they were in a restaurant and they got served up an opportunity to eat bugs, they just passed. 73% of them said they just passed. But it goes on to say scientists are hopeful that people will become open-minded over time and that 50% of respondents did believe that with the right information, they might find this to be a sustainable food for the future. Oh, look, there's that word that we love in climate change arena, sustainable. Last I checked, we've been on the earth for a long, 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 long time, and cows haven't gone out of style. Pigs are still here. I can still catch fish. Chickens are still chickens. Ain't none of them has become unsustainable. Folks, carnivores rule. I tell you what, I'm gonna wrap this thing. Do I got a call on this? I do. Is that Jeff from Indiana? Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Well, I was doing pretty good until she got on there and told me that your happy bits on a guy get smaller if you eat soy. So, yeah, I don't want to be trans unwittingly.
Put down that soy latte. Put down that soy latte and be a man. What's wrong with you?
That's right. Yeah, I don't need any more help. That's for sure.
What do you think, man? If they're coming for your meat and giving you a plate full of bugs, what are your thoughts?
Well, I think my Second Amendment might keep me in meat for a while. I've got some acreage and I've got some animals, so yeah, I'm good.
And the country boy can survive, is what I'm hearing.
Yes. Yes, they can, without any help from the nitwits that think they know better.
And what I just heard a minute ago, too, by reading that one article, is that not only is it related to climate change, but that in some places you can't even use coconut oil because that's a nut. I did not know coconuts were true nuts. I thought that was just a name.
Yeah, I didn't either. But you know, it's kind of bad, you know, because if we're going to grow all these plants, that produces oxygen. Isn't that a greenhouse gas?
You know, it makes about as much sense as serving a bunch of high school kids bean burritos right before they go back to class. Just saying.
And also, you know, I think the kids in New York should say that they don't want to be forced into a religion. I mean, you know, the Catholics used to not eat meat on Friday. So I think that he's trying to force religion on them maybe or something.
It's, you know, the whole thing's ridiculous. I got news. Mankind has survived for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, and we've been eating meat the whole time. I'm pretty sure we can continue, and the world will be all right. What do you think?
That's all I've ever eaten because I always get complained from Mom, you know, you never eat your vegetables. You never eat your vegetables. I thought, no, I like meat.
All right, man, be safe on the road. We'll talk to you again soon.
Have a good one, Phil.
See you, buddy. Oh, man. Well, and then Samah, the truck driver, did just point out, at least y'all aren't talking about those lab-grown mammoth meatballs again.
Yeah, those mammoth meatballs, those aren't real.
Yeah, that's
lab-grown.
I think I'd rather eat bugs. Yeah. So they lay out for me a piece of pasty white lab-grown meat from a petri dish from the combined effects of a mammoth DNA and, what was it, llama and something else?
There was a lot in there.
It's gross. Yeah. Or, that's how the zombie apocalypse starts, by the way. I'm pretty sure. Somebody ate something grown in a lab thinking it was going to be cool and it was going to be sustainable meat to affect climate change, and they wiped out the human race with a zombie apocalypse. That's what – I feel like I've got a movie brewing in my head right now. What do you think?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
All that in a playing card, too, with, you know, swooping in with the jackassery and all that. All right, folks. Amazing day. I mean, this has been fun. You guys stay tuned for tomorrow. We'll have more of it. Boomer and I back here at 2. You guys have an amazing night. And, we do this because of y'all. Ain't no reason to be here if it weren't for you. We love this audience, and the fact that we get to be here every single day doing this with you just means the world. Because you know what? Who was it said earlier? My wife says it all the time. There are more of us than there are them. And that's true. So take heart. Know the conservative message is not being shouted down, that we're going to be solid conservative and just plain right and tell it like it is every single freaking day. And we're going to eat meat and leave the soy alone. All right, you guys have a good night. We'll see you tomorrow.